My grandmother was tough, but she was also loving. When I would see her as a little boy, she'd come up to me and she'd give me these hugs and she'd squeeze me so tight I could barely breathe. And then she'd let me go. And an hour or two later, if I saw her, she'd come over to me and she'd say, "Brian, do you still feel me hugging you?" And if I said no, she'd assault me again. And if I'd say yes, she'd leave me alone. And she just had this quality that you always wanted to be near her. And the only challenge was that she had 10 children. My mom was the youngest of her 10 kids, and sometimes when I would go and spend time with her, it'd be difficult to get her time and attention. My cousins would be running around everywhere, and I remember when I was about 8 or 9 years old, waking up one morning, going into the living room, and all of my cousins were running around, and my grandmother was sitting across the room, staring at me. And at first, I thought we were playing a game. And I would look at her, and I'd smile, but she was very serious. And after about 15 or 20 minutes of this, she got up and she came across the room and she took me by the hand and she said, "Come on, Brian, you and I are going to have a talk." And I remember this just like it happened yesterday. I never will forget it. She took me out back and she said, "Brian, I'm going to tell you something, but you don't tell anybody what I tell you." I said, "Okay, Mom." She said, "Now you make sure you don't do that." I said, "Sure." Then she sat me down and she looked at me and she said, "I want you to know I've been watching you." And she said, "I think you're special." She said, "I think you can do anything you want to do." I will never forget it.